It's quite possible that you're one of those people who just loves to sing. Perhaps in your early days you performed in a band or in local theater productions and you'd just like to get those chops back again. Or maybe you've sung in choirs and you'd like to branch out into something more challenging. Well, this afternoon's conversation might just be the ticket for you. I'm talking about a class on the Central Coast titled Cabaret 805. And this afternoon I'm speaking with Grant Crowell, vocal coach for Cabaret 805, Brett Mitchell, pianist extraordinaire, and Karen Griever, a participant in the class. So Grant, Brett, and Karen, welcome to Issues and Ideas, and thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm going to start with you, Grant. What is Cabaret 805, and how did it get started?
Well, it gets started just because of what you just said. People need to sing. They need a place to sing. And Cabaret is a big thing right now in New York, and it's coming across country. So the singers can come to class and actually sing the songs they want to sing, and they can perform it because we always do a showcase and let everybody have fun seeing what we did.
So tell me a little bit about what goes on in a class. You each bring different backgrounds. Tell me a little about your background and how you translate that to the class that you're teaching.
Well, I have a background in acting. I was in New York during some early years. It's been quite some time, but I've been also a piano bar player for years after that and playing in certain pop and rock bands starting in the 70s. So I try to help the singers imagine themselves as practically actors, almost like method actors would become embroiled in the role that they're playing by using the lyrics. Grant,
I come from a theater background and did shows for many years in the Los Angeles area and then started doing cabaret-style performances and found that I enjoy cabaret more than doing a whole production because I get to do a small production and it's not weeks of rehearsal, weeks of performance. It's come in, do it, have fun, and get to do what I want to do. It's an intimate setting. You're communicating with an audience in a completely different way. Marilyn May, the grand dame of cabaret, just turned 90, and she says that she sings to an audience, not for an audience.
Karen, you've been a participant in the class. What got you started?
Well, actually, I heard Grant on the radio talking about it, a couple years ago or a year and a half at least. And it was a Saturday, and as soon as the show was over, I called because it's something I've always wanted to do, was sing. And at this stage and age in my life, I thought I better do it or not. And it just sounded like something I could just get my little singing on, and I loved it.
Right. What have you learned that's made a difference for you in this class?
Just having the song, well, having these two men here, they get the song in your key that fits you best, and that just brings out so much more self-confidence, and then just learning a little bit more of music and how it goes and how to market. I don't read music at all.
So that's not a requisite for the class?
No,
Brett, so someone like Karen comes into the class, and it's the first day of class, and how do you get started with them?
Well, we try to find the perfect key, and it's so important for singers that haven't had this experience before. We find the right key, and even if it's a half step difference than what's on the music, we try to find a key. Grant's got a keyboard there that we can transpose if we need to, or I do it in my head. Now we're not asking the singer to sing too high or if they can't sing those low notes. We find out their range, and we go through the song. We try to find what the form of the song. After you've sung the song, is there a short solo, piano solo? And if not, do we go right back to the second theme? Things like that. We get it. The format done as if so that when we perform it, we know exactly where we are.
Karen, what would you say to someone who was nervous about signing up?
Oh, that we're all nervous. But if it's something you want to do, that class is just great for making you feel so welcome and so at ease. Because everybody comes in feeling that same way. And working with these two gentlemen here makes all the difference in the world. And no, if you're nervous, please step through the door. Come on in.
Dance with me, make me sway like a lazy ocean hugs the shore. Hold me close, sway me more like a flower bending in the breeze. Bend with me, sway with me.
Do you learn from other singers as well?
Oh, yes.
So they have different situations than you do.
Yes, and it's interesting. Somebody that's never sung before, sometimes when they interpret a song, it's something that hits me. I'm like, I never thought of that before, you know. So you don't have to have singing history behind you to learn or to, you know, teach somebody something. Just a great class.
My understanding is that you also get a chance to perform for the public.
Yes.
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 Tell me about
the cabaret showcases are fun. The very first one for me was so nerve-wracking until I did my first song. And then you get that under your belt and you're like, oh, I can't wait for the second one because it's so much fun. And the audience absolutely loves it. And you get this great feedback from them. And I have seen people from the class, and it, you know, they've stepped in from not singing at all before anywhere, mm-hmm. going through the class. And when they, it's such a difference when they get up on that little stage to sing their first song. There is just such a transformation. They can be so shy, but when they get up there, it's like a totally different person, and I'm always impressed.
There is an event coming up, right? So
yes.
Tell us about that.
It's February 22nd, Thursday, okay. the 22nd, and Friday the 23rd. The show starts at 7. Tablecloths, mood lighting, and desserts.
Dessert, okay.
Desserts and hot beverages.
Well, I can't
where
wait.
Are we now? Oh, I wanted to make sure you got that in, Grant.
And it's at the Associated Student Center in room 5401. It's next to the cafeteria at Cuesta and Parking Lot 2A. Follow the signs. We have parking signs to direct you to us.
And I imagine that information is going to be on your website.
It's on the website. And also
that is the website?
Cabaret805.com.
Okay.
And you can also email me at cabaret805@gmail.com. And you can call me at 805-772-2812.
We talked about the event, but the cabaret event costumes? What's people in their jeans standing up singing? What?
I like to tell people dress better than the audience. Dress like you're going to a party. It's a challenge in San Luis because casual dress has just impermeated everything in every place. So we like people to dress so that when they walk through the room, people say, oh, they're a singer. And that's different for each singer. I have one guy who sings what we call him Mr. Glitter because he always wears a sequin sequin coat.
So it's time to bring out your sparkles. So if I'm in the audience, maybe I want to bring out some sparkles that I never get to wear in San Luis Obispo. Wouldn't
Please
that
do.
Be? Okay.
Yes.
The ladies like to dress up. The men go, well, okay.
What's the balance of men and women as far as singers?
Right now we have about 50-50, half men, half women.
Nice.
Yeah. And we have from people who've never performed to professionals. And the greatest part about it is they all learn from each other. We all learn. I learn something every night in class. That's the exciting part. It's just community working at its best.
We also have another piano player.
We have two.
Yes. We have David Alm. When I'm there, and we're there together, at one point we'll be in the main room, and then who's not in the main room, as far as the pianist, can go into the back, and so we can work privately for 15 or 20 minutes with that person on that particular song or that arrangement. That's really great.
We have an unusual class in that we have the luxury of having two pianists most nights. And we have three amazing pianists, Brett, Diane Steinberg-Lewis, and David Alm. And David plays all the tracks for the PCPA productions.
So you have a lot of moving parts going on in any one night. People listening, people singing, people practicing.
And Diane's been a choral pianist. She's been an actress. She's a great gospel piano player. And she's a member of her husband's rock group, the Barflies.
So why are people nervous about singing in public?
That's the million-dollar question.
Why is it that we are so afraid?
Well, I think it starts probably when you're a kid. I was always told by my sister, shut up, you can't sing. And even when I tried out for choir in seventh grade, I was told I couldn't sing.
No way.
And you have a great voice.
She's amazing.
And maybe we hear, we listen to the radio and records, and everybody's very polished. And I think we think that right off the bat we have to sound like that. We don't get to see all the rehearsal, all the mistakes that people, that professional people make. You know,
that's
so
true.
It's okay to
and
make mistakes.
And that they've made along the way.
Yeah.
Right.
We ask the singers, don't try to be Barbara Streisand or Neil Diamond, their version of these songs. Find your own way and how to perform these songs, too. We want them to find unique, something that's personal to them, how they want to sing these songs.
An audience wants to know who the singer is, and the audience is going to get to know who the singer is if the singer sings as themselves and interprets the song through their life experience, not through, as Brett says, Streisand's experience, because they're different people.
That's really interesting. I would think that so many of us would come and we've heard Frank Sinatra sing that song, or we've heard Bette Midler sing that song, and we want to sing it that way.
Right, but do you know what experience you can have when you sing it your way?
Yeah.
It's a freedom. That's why I love singing. It's there's a sense of freedom of flying when you're just singing and everything's working.
Mm-hmm. Oftentimes we'll pick a new tempo for the song that's been done in a certain way before, slow it down, move it up, do it as a Latin tune, get somebody to scat. We also do, we teach a little bit of theory, just the bare minimum that might be required for the pianist and the singer to talk to each other, to communicate. And
I was going to say, what's the language that you need for a singer to be able to express what he or she really wants?
Every once in a while, one of the first things I do is I say, now, you want to count off the band. We'd like to get these people to, our students, to be able to go into any piano bar at any place and say, here's my music. It's in my key. Or do you know, they know the key of the song, and they go like this. One, two, a one, two, three, four. And they learn stuff like that. And I say, well, we go back to the, here's the coda, here's the sign. So there's a little bit of basic language that a singer will use to talk to the band or the pianist. And I must add that we do songs from the Great American Songbook, or those great songs from the 20s and 30s, Gershwin and Cole Porter from there, and Sinatra, those things, to pop from the 60s and 70s, on into some more modern stuff from today that people will bring in.
Oh, okay.
So the new,
it's not
Grant,
just
you
Broadway.
Might just say the New American Songbook.
Yes, the Great American Songbook and the New American Songbook. Cabaret is changing in the last several years. They're doing more pop, more Broadway, legit type Broadway.
You have a new class starting. Tell us a little bit about that.
The class starts on Wednesday, February 28th.
That's the new next semester.
That's the new semester.
Okay.
And it runs through May 16th. You register through community programs.
At Cuesta College.
At Cuesta College.
Okay.
So just go to Cuesta.edu and go to community and then look for programs. And
I also noticed you can link directly to that from your website.
Yes.
To the Cuesta registration.
Yes. Cabaret805.com. We teach and work with each person that walks in the door where they're from. And so everybody's at a different place, and so you can start it at any time through the semester. We have a special drop-in fee that you can come and drop in any time for $20 and see if it's a class if you're interested and want to take it. And then we also allow prorated fees. If you find out about the class halfway through the semester and you want to join, then we can prorate it. So we're very flexible in creating a space for you as a singer to come and do your art.
And to see what the results would be, remind us again the date for the cabaret.
The showcase?
For the showcase.
Is exactly. February 22nd and 23rd.
That's at Cuesta College.
It's at the Associated Student Center in room 5401. It's next to the cafeteria at Cuesta. It's $15 for a two-hour show in a lovely setting.
And do they get tickets at the door?
They buy tickets at the door. We ask that they call and make reservations because it helps me plan for how much dessert I should have for those two evenings.
So a phone number for that?
805-772-2812.
And speaking of that, you were thinking of a ticket giveaway, correct?
Yes. I would like to give to the first three people that call for Thursday night and the first three people that call for Friday night, we're going to give two tickets so that we have a table of KCBX winners at both performances.
Fabulous.
Number? Call and leave a message. You'll probably hear me singing my message.
Okay.
So
sounds
give
great.
A call.
So for those tickets, call Grant at
805-772-2812.
Great. I've been speaking with Grant Kroll, Brett Mitchell, and Karen Griever about Cabaret 805. It's a class offered through Cuesta College Community Programs that can have you performing in a way you have perhaps only imagined. I want to thank each one of you, Grant, Brett, and Karen, for being my guests today. It's been a lot of fun. And for Issues and Ideas, I'm Judy Philbin, and thanks for listening.